This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network.
This podcast, and especially the 31 Days of Horror, not to mention the bonus episodes we've decided to add on top of our existing 31 stories this month, is made possible thanks to our amazing patrons. Please join me in welcoming and thanking new patrons: Kelsey Smotherman, Toto Jacana, Beth Kelsey, I Embalm Dead Bodies, Brian Wollen, Aragon Lamar, Tracy, Eon Guardian, and the name's Lola. Our patrons mean everything to us, especially these days, and we do all we can to give back for their generosity. So, what do patrons get? Rewards start with shoutouts and early commercial-free access to all episodes. You heard me announce it a few days ago. I don't want us being able to run commercials to interrupt your enjoyment of October, especially the shorter stories. So we added the bonus episodes from our Patreon archive so we could run our ads between stories. That's thanks to Patreon. Our most popular tier is the $7 level, which gives you access not only to 4 new Patreon-only stories per week, even in October. From there, tiers include rewards like coffee cups, t-shirts, and logo hoodies. And remember, is my thanks to you during our reward tier pricing transition. For all of October 2020, all new patrons who sign up will get a limited edition 31 Days of Horror magnet, along with their other rewards. Our thanks to you for supporting the show. Signing up annually is still an option, and also comes with a magnet. And if you sign up annually, I'll give you a month for free. 12 months for the cost of 11. Like I say every week, and every day in October, we do all we can to give back for the people who support our show. If you'd like to see how you can support the podcast and get rewarded for doing so, including the limited edition Creepy Fridge Magnet, please check out our reward tiers at patreon.com/creepypod. Now,
this is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The 31 Days of Horror, Day 11, Double Feature. First, Blind Maiden Website, written by Space Maniac 888 and narrated by Cole Burkhart.
There is a website that offers its user the choice to experience the ultimate horror. This site, called blindmaiden.com, is supposedly a site dedicated to a doomed spirit that will enter the home of people who have viewed it. However, no matter how hard you try, your browser won't allow you to enter the site. You see, to access this site, you must wait until exactly 12 a.m., making sure that the night in question is a new moon night. You must be on your own, in your home, with all the lights turned off. Only when these conditions are met will you be granted access to the site. As soon as you enter, you will see a montage of pictures being displayed quickly. These images are of boys and girls without eyes and faces that are twisted in tremendous fear. After that, text will appear on the monitor saying, "This website will take you to a whole new level of horror. A horror that will use all five of your senses. You must be very careful not to click on anything by accident. You will be faced with a real experience of horror. Click the accept button to engage actively in the experience. If you click decline, you will be rewarded with access to the entire archive of these gruesome images. A door site, pretty much. Click accept, however, and there will be no turning back. You've sealed your fate, and trust me, you will experience the ultimate horror." Upon accepting, you will see a sinister silhouette walking towards your home on your monitor. The spirit will then approach and enter the same room as you are in. You will then see your own back on the monitor, and you will feel a presence behind you. Suddenly, you will feel somebody tapping on your shoulder, and as you turn around, you will see the blind maiden's face and scream in terror. That will be the last thing you do, as she will then kill you. The blind maiden will then pluck your eyes out and take a photo of your face. Congratulations! You have successfully completed the ritual, and as a reward, that photo will forever be a part of the website's picture gallery. Just like all the other photos of people who were stupid or curious enough to press the accept button. And yes, if you are a thrill seeker, then you will love the last few moments of your life.
Next, Lavender Town Syndrome. The Lavender Town Syndrome, also known as Lavender Town Tone or Lavender Town Suicides, was a peak in suicides and illness of children between the ages of 7 and 12, shortly after the release of Pokemon Red and Green in Japan, back in February 27, 1996. Rumors say that these suicides and illnesses only occurred after the children playing the game reached Lavender Town, whose theme music had extremely high frequencies that studies showed that only children and young teens can hear, since their ears are more sensitive. Due to the Lavender Tone, at least 200 children supposedly committed suicide, and many more developed illnesses and afflictions. The children who committed suicide usually did so by hanging or jumping from heights. Those who did not acted irrationally and complained of severe headaches after listening to Lavender Town's theme. Although Lavender Town now sounds differently depending on the game, this mass hysteria was caused by the first Pokemon game released. After the Lavender Town incident, the programmers had fixed Lavender Town's theme music to be at a lower frequency, and children were no longer affected by it. One video appeared in 2010, using special software to analyze the audio of Lavender Town's music. When played, the software created images of the unknown near the end of the audio. This raised a controversy, since the unknown didn't appear until the Generation 2 games, Silver, Gold, and Crystal. The unknown translates to, "Leave now." There's also the said beta version of Lavender Town. It is said that the beta version of Pocket Monsters was released to some kids to test the games. Video of the beta town version of Lavender Town can still be found online.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.